All right, man. So good to connect with you again, and looking forward to seeing where you're at. So bring me up to speed.
Yeah, so last week was pretty exciting.
Okay.
Business continues to improve as far as deal flow. I'm not a marketing giant. I've been trying to figure that out since last November, since I left a franchise business that took care of, you know, that basically had all our marketing in place.
Okay.
A couple of epiphanies too. You know, I'm a pretty good sales guy. I came from the medical device business, and I love the client interaction. I love putting the deals together, but it's a lot of the back office stuff that's just not in my wheelhouse, and it's really bogging me down. In fact, the week was going pretty well until this weekend. Things just between my wife and I just boiled over, just because she has been basically kept in the dark, and it's just, you know, very concerning to her because she knows that we've been teetering because of the lack of business flow, and it just got to the point where she just said, hey, the not knowing is the worst part. And I have too much ego saying, hey, I'll handle this. But, you know, she just needs this. She's like, I don't care where we are. I just need to have the communication. So that
okay.
That really knocked me off my saddle.
When you say boiled off, did it turn into an argument, or was it just an intense discussion?
Yeah, it turned into an argument. She just, we had one daughter leave for college off to Kansas last week, and we have another going to Bismarck this week. And
okay.
Just the stresses of that kind of sparked it, and then it just kind of eventually, it just turned towards me. And I was, you know, it's just, that's been the undercurrent that has really been eating away at her. And I know it. I should have had this conversation long ago. So it's just, I think the biggest thing, Mike, is, you know, I can handle a lot of pressures of life and everything, but I can see a certain look in my wife's eyes, especially that of worry or lack of confidence. It just really kind of Saturday afternoon till like this morning at 4 o'clock, it's just like, I had this huge weight against them. I just felt all this resistance that I didn't allow myself to get out of, to step away and look into the situation. And I'll be honest, I wasn't good about working through the acceptance and just getting back on the saddle.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So a lot of stuff. All right. So first things first. You said things are rolling right along. And tell me about that first. I want to get back to all this chaos that you just mentioned.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as, you know, the whole, I think a lot of my stresses and anxiety or less than positive moods have just been where the state of the business. And, you know, I just couldn't seem to really, well, that's the reason why I signed up with you. I just needed to get.
Yeah, no, I get that. So tell me about, all right, but you said things are rolling along. I understand where you're stressed and you're overwhelmed, right? Well, so this is going to snap you back into the work today, maybe a little tough love, but you can't get away from this work. I don't care if Christ comes off the cross and ruffles your feathers. You've got to stay committed to this work right now. And I don't care all the chaos you got going on in your life and wife and all that stuff, and you can share things with her, but then you get right back on the work nonstop. You are still spending way too much time on the external stuff. Way too much time. You're not understanding the driving force behind all of your results and all the experiences, which is your state of being, which is your mind, which is the inside. So if you're not applying any of these principles consistently, you're at a loss, okay? So we're going to get you back on track today moving forward. So again, so tell me about the successes. You went back to a failure or stress. What you mentioned at the beginning of the call, you were rolling right along, you had some successes. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so I've got two properties under contract. One's going to provide short-term income. The other one is a long-term vacation type property. So that's a deal that's going to net us fruit, you know, over the years. So again, where we went from having virtually no deals per week, you know, to have two contracts in 1 week is fantastic. Because the short-term is going to bring in, one of my goal is to have $50,000 in the bank secured, deals done, sealed up, cash in the bank, $50,000 over the next 30 days. So that's going to bring us 10 to 15 of that 50. So that's, again, that was the highlight of last week. And of course I have personal goals that I've set with training.
All right. So then where's the overwhelm right now? You said, you know, we got obviously you got daughters going off to college. I can relate. I've had, we've had five kids, two are still in college. We've had three that are out. And, we've got, so those are, you know, stressors of activities of parents, right? Whether we stress about it or not is our choice. So tell me about, so you told your wife, are you upside down in some areas? What's going on with, you know, like the conversation you had to have, if these deals are coming through and it sounds like, okay, this is going to give us the relief we want, where's the concerns?
Just burning through all of our savings and not having the revenue of the last 90 days, not letting her know that.
All right. So she just wants to be kept up to speed. But as you say, burning through your savings, you mean using your savings until you replenish? Another way to look at it.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just yeah. Okay. I mean, we got to keep the lights on, and you know, kids are yeah. So it's just using. We had like virtually zero revenue over the last 45-60 days.
Right, but now that's turning around. Correct or incorrect?
Correct.
Okay. So there's you know there's savings, there's investments. You know, tapping cashing in on an investment or a 401k or something for retirement IRA, then that's one thing. But when you say, well, burning through our savings, isn't that what savings is for sometimes, right? So, you know, that's what you have it there, the reserve, so you could use that money. So you could, I'm not telling you how to handle your finances, but I'm saying we use that money until we replenish it sometimes, right? So
right.
That's another way to look at it. But the bottom line here, Helen, I think you are spending way too much time doing exactly what brought you into this program, putting pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like a ticking time bomb that's ready to just boom, pop, because you're trying to keep all these plates spinning in the air. When the plates are spinning in the air anyway, and they're going to stay spinning in the air, you're going to handle it. You are putting way too much pressure on yourself. You know, I've got to accomplish this fitness goal. I've got to do this. You've got to be perfect. And that's, I remember our very first coaching call. That's exactly what we spoke about. And it seems like you're still there. Correct or incorrect?
Correct.
Okay, well, we've got to get out of there because you will be a ticking time bomb. There's just too much time spent in judgment. I'm doing this wrong. I'm doing that wrong. Oh, my God, here comes my wife. She's, you know, pissed off because I'm not being upfront with her. When it's simple conversation, hey, honey, I'm just letting you know what's going on. I've got this revenue coming in. I had to borrow from our savings, and it's all going to be good because you are keeping the ship afloat, right? You're taking care of everything. All your obligations are met. You're on time with everything, correct?
Correct.
All right, so you're doing okay. All right, so tell me about what you've been doing in regards to the work, our work, not your work.
Yeah, so I have, with exception of yesterday morning, so you've already given some tough love on that. You can have a day off.
I'm not telling you to be perfect. I'm telling you to take it easy with you, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah, well, up until that Saturday morning was like, I mean, I was really, the morning formula really started like becoming like free-flowing. I mean, that's like the time that I look forward in the morning. It's like, oh, I could go through this. The gratitude part is just like, that is, I don't know, it's just, it's the rudder of the day. I mean, I think people call, you know, I've heard of like the miracle morning, all these other things, but it's like just to have, hey, you got dedicated time to get your mind and get in the right state of being. I mean, this is like, that is, I really look forward to it. So, this morning I said, hey, I got to get back into it. Because Saturday unwound and went off the rails, but up until then, you know, things have been, and I think that of everything you've just said this morning, you know, had I just gone to her, like you just said, hey, this is very just objective. I'm letting you know that, you know, this is where we're at. Things are fine. I've got it in control. We've got the business activity to support it. I think all those things would have just, Saturday afternoon would have never happened. I mean, the little spat between my daughter, who's going off to college, who's stressed out beyond belief in her, would have still happened, but it wouldn't have spiraled into, you know, me and the conversation of not having communication and her worry about finances and whatnot. So,
So the state of being is going to create that. So, again, right. I'm going back to you. I asked you what you've been doing. You went right back into your problems. Okay. And I know you just transitioned trying to give me a good feed. You've got to get out of that space.
Yeah.
And it's a state of being. So if you're in a state of being of judgment, self-judgment, self-criticism. I'm not doing enough. I'm not enough. I failed. All that garbage that our mind tells us. When you're in that place, you're literally inviting your wife to come and make you feel the same. because that's the magnet. That's the power of the state of being. So you're literally a magnet to experience more of the same, whether it's from your wife, from yourself, from a glance into your bank account, whatever. The opportunity is, okay, let me use what my thoughts are, my emotions, my results, my experiences. Let me use those as a gauge to see where my state of being is. So that's the opportunity. And you have to just slow things down. The events happen in your life. So yesterday in our life, we have Marissa, who's our second youngest. She's in grad school at Michigan State. And Marissa, before I ever met Kelly, had seizures, right? Grandma seizures. And she was just, you know, she was a high-stress kid, certainly a magnet for that kind of stuff when you're in that state of being, but she was a high-stress kid, a lot of insecurities, a lot of inadequacies, and then she got a vaccine for high school, and then about 2 weeks later, she started having these seizures. But Kelly is convinced that it had everything to do with the vaccine, and I said, well, of course, if she's in that low vibrational environment, then that she's a magnet for it. You know, you see the people that are suffering most from COVID, they're the emotionally resistant people, and then physically, you know, so that's just the way it works in this universe. It's really that simple. So flash forward now to Michigan State, and Marissa's an athletic trainer. She's going for her master's, and she's been working with the athletes, and they want her to get the vaccine. The school is just beating on her to get the vaccine, her athletic director and things, and she's my doctor. You know, her other doctor said he doesn't recommend it. She's already had COVID. She's tested positive for the antibodies, so she's not, you know, in any danger of getting it or passing it. And her roommate over the weekend or Friday, they said her roommate who got the vaccine a month ago tested positive for COVID. So they want Marissa to quarantine. Okay, so it's lunacy. I mean, it's absolute lunacy.
It's not even thinking like modern medicine. It's like something following.
It's out there. It is lunacy. Yeah. And Marissa says, well, I have the antibodies, and she has the vaccine, so they're beating on her. And Marissa's politely telling the people, my doctor said, no, here, you know, I gave you the note. And his athletic director is calling her yesterday saying, why are you pushing us on this? You need to get this vaccine. You need to protect others. And Marissa's only count was my roommate who had the vaccine got COVID. So what is it preventing? And they just were beating at her. So she, now they told her to quarantine. So she drove home yesterday and is here now. But when I came home from the White Sox game with my son, she's in tears at the table. And so there's a family event that you've got to deal with. And I just said, Marissa, bottom line is leave the school if you don't feel comfortable there. This is just a school. This is nothing. You'll do something with your future, whatever. You'll go to another school. Or whatever, just start working. And I said, but you're not going to let some idiot with an agenda dictate your life. So the reason I bring that up, Holland, is because these things in life show up. And I said that to Marissa yesterday and Kelly. I said, listen, this is life. Okay, and I'm not telling you to stick your head in the sand and never be concerned, but this is life. And things like this, and right now we live in a crazy world, and a lot of people have agendas, and it's all politically and monetary based, we know that, but I said, so we've got to navigate these murky waters too. What other choice do we have? I said, right. So we're not going to let every little event twist us inside out. Okay, and that's what I would suggest to you. Holland, I know the end of this story already. You're going to be a success. You are going to literally not only just, you know, have this money coming in that you have coming in this month, that'll definitely replenish and get you whatever you need, but you're going to the end of your journey, the end of this story, 40 years, 50 years from now, is Holland was a success. You mastered this. So these little incidents that we're giving so much attention to, that's life, buddy. Okay, you get it? All right. Yeah. So we're gonna be the person that looks beyond the minutia. We're gonna be the person that looks beyond these little events and says, okay, all right, I get it. I've got to deal with this. I've got to, you know, hey, send the wife some flowers. Hey, honey, you know, this is because I love you. And this is my, I'm going to communicate a little bit better about these things with you. That's all. She knows you love her, right? And whatever way you handle it, take her a nice dinner and just give her a hug and tell her, I get it. But we're going to look beyond these little challenges and the bigger picture of life, okay, which is Holland's success story. That's what we're going to focus on. All right, you get it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, buddy. So tell me the next 90 days of your life. what nirvana would be, and not of all the things that you have to do to get there, but give me the picture of your life, okay, that is like, okay, this is the perfect outcome. So we've got jumping off point, September 1st-ish or so, in a day or two. So we've got September, October, end of November. So, and this is exactly what I do with my son. So I've been starting to do this X3, but I've been so busy, and I set this goal in July at the live event. And this is one thing that I've slacked on. There's two things I've slacked on. This is one of them. So I said to my son yesterday at the White Sox game, I said, I'm really going to get going on this X3 workout tomorrow. And it's a nice jumping off point for September 1st. And I said, so by, and I'm going to really hit it hard for 90 days. And I said, by end of November, I said, I'm going to be a lot leaner and a lot, because I've been, you know, losing weight, but I'm going to really get to that next. I've got like 12 more pounds that I'd love to lose. And then just really just tighten up and things. So I said, it's going to be a great, so by the end of November, I said, wait till you see the body. Okay. And he goes, I'll do it with you, Dad. He goes, perfect. So he and I are going to do this thing together. We're not going to work out together. We're just, he's going to work out at night. I work out morning or midday. But I know the outcome by the end of November. I know exactly what it's going to be. And I thought about it again this morning in my morning formula. So what's your outcome look like by the end of November? What is it when it meets Holland's definition of perfection?
Yeah. So can I put, so my business goal is,
it's, you can put whatever you want. It's your life. You're the director of this movie. Go ahead.
Yeah. So by 90 days, you know, we should be back at 50K per month in revenue.
Good. There you go.
I don't mean to say should. We will be.
If you're back at 50K a month in revenue, are all these little hiccups solved?
Not all of them, but most of them. Yeah,
right? You're good. You're moving right along, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. That's your focus right there. Don't get caught at every. Don't stop it and pay attention every dog barking at your truck. Okay, all these little challenges, that's your outcome. That's your focus. What else?
I have about 12 pounds I want to lose as well, which would greatly impact my racing. So,
excellent. But you're probably like my 12 pounds, you know, I'm going from like 217 to 205. Your 12 pounds are probably like 170 to 158 or 180 to 168, right? I'm guessing.
158, you must be ESPN. 158 is my ideal body weight.
Is it really? That was a total guess. Yeah. But I know you're a fitness guy. So, I'm a bigger guy. So I'll really be like, so like right now I'm getting back to like these shirts and things that pants I could have worn 25 years ago. But when I get down to like 205, I'm going to look like very lean compared to what I'm usually in. So, but good for you, man. I love it. All right. You know my custom fan, exactly. So, but I want you to do it out of choice, not because you have to. I don't care. I'll be honest with you, I set this goal, and I'm going to hit it, but I don't care if I do. I just know I will. Okay, I'm totally happy. I'm healthy. I feel great, okay, right now. I just watched a golf show that I was on that we did this challenge back in May, and they aired it Saturday night. We were at a concert, but I taped it, and I watched it yesterday. I had a little gut, whatever. You know, I don't care. I was completely happy. And when you can watch yourself on camera and be totally happy with how you are and what, you know, great. You know, I mean, I'm in my 50s. You know, I don't look like – we were playing against a bunch of young guys that were in their, like, late 20s, early 30s. These young studs, flat bellies, right? And then here comes me and Yaz and – my buddy, you know, we've got the gut a little bit, and we're just the veterans. I'm good. So I want you to be good at 170, 175, 158. It's just a choice that you're making. But I don't want you to feel like I can't be happy till I get there. I can't be happy till I get the 50K a month. I want you to be the acceptance state of being. Acceptance is totally fine with where I'm at now. Making a decision to go someplace different because it's what I prefer. Don't need it, though. Got it?
Got it.
All right, what's another outcome you want by the end of November?
I want to be able to step away from the daily activity of this business.
Okay.
I want to identify an acquisitions manager.
All right, good. Okay. And because you're acquiring what type of you mentioned vacation home, but what type of deals do you do typically?
Well, we're trying to pivot from that. We've basically bought distressed properties and fixed them up and resold them, or we've wholesaled them off to other rehabbers. So now we're getting a position where we want to hold properties for long-term rentals or short-term rentals, mm-hmm. and not get rid of the assets. So passive income has never materialized in our business. And I'm working with a guy in a guru-type boot camp to do more lease purchases and seller finance and lease options so that we can get in the middle of deals, but just mm-hmm. shore up our cash flow and help folks get mortgage ready. We're passionate about that as well.
Okay, good. All right, so wonderful stuff. All right, so getting acquisitions manager. And then just how about living in freedom? I'm totally relaxed. I'm totally free. I'm enjoying my life. How about that?
That would be awesome. And
that's your outcome right there. All right, now, that all comes from what we call a state of being of acceptance. It's just flow. So when this stuff is hitting you, buddy, you've got to go back to acceptance. Okay, I accept that I'm experiencing blank right now. That's okay. And I think you've been doing pretty good, probably very good at times. But I want you to stay committed to it, even when you're hitting the potholes, even when, you know, the situation that seriously, I know it's you know, we care about our kids. Kelly's all worked up about it. I'm all worked up about it. My simple response is, hey, tell that AD to go pound sand. I said, this is your body, your choice. Nobody can inject anything into you that you don't want. And this is way bigger. Your choice is way bigger than any college. So that's my simple, but then again, I said, hey, this is just a challenge you're going to have to work through. And I was as relaxed in talking with her, and she's crying, like, okay. So that's how we handle our challenges in life. Okay, they're going to come. We don't let them twist us inside out. Okay, we relax right into them, understand that these are just the challenges of the day. Okay, so now tell me how much acceptance you're doing. You mentioned you're doing the morning formulas, and that was your time, and you got away from it for a day. Okay, not a big deal. But tell me on a typical day what it looks like as far as your emotional regimen, your mental emotional regimen that we put you on.
As far as just doing acceptance throughout the day?
What are you doing? Okay, what does your day look like? Like, yeah, I wake up, not workout, not your to-do list. I'm talking about as far as this work goes. Tell me what you do.
Right. So I get up, I go work out super early, so I end up doing the morning formula. I get back from that.
Okay.
I actually start doing some of that in the shower, just kind of the acceptance. I can go through that. Then I sit down and do my meditation and then move through gratitude. I try to sum up. I'm up to about, I think I'm doing 30, 35 minutes worth of that work in the morning. And then
right.
It just gets
How much finished. Acceptance are you doing?
Probably 15, 20 minutes.
All right, yeah, that should be a minimum. I've got to update the week 5 recordings because I talk about a morning formula. Like I made those recordings, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. And, mm-hmm. and I was already, like for years I was doing my morning formula. And by that time, I was just like a check-in with acceptance or resistance, you know, so I would check in. And I've never been a big meditator, but I would do like, you know, self-help type video, not self-help, but just an inspirational or something I wanted to learn about or an audio book. But I have to redo that with a disclaimer like, hey, if you're week 5 in a program and you still have some resistance, you should be spending 30 minutes a day in a morning in acceptance. So make sure that if there's any resistance present, you forego the other pieces of that morning formula, especially meditation. Acceptance is meditation times 10.
So only progress to that once you've got the resistance out of your life.
Well, you're never going to have resistance out of your life, but if you've got a lot of resistance, and I believe you still do, you should be way up in your acceptance game. So you should be doing a minimum of 30 minutes every morning, straight, no distractions. You're You know, it's great. If you don't have time, then do it in the shower.
Hey, Mike, are you there? Hello?